This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Well, we're back here at the at the Oregon International Auto and Motorcycle Show. We have Greg Remensberger, who is the executive director. He joins us every year now.
Again, the last time he will be joining us.
Nice to see you for the final time.
I think that's a reason to have you back. That was awesome. Where else do you get that?
Yeah, that's a good point. Nowhere.
You can't get quality content like that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
My gosh, you added motorcycles this year.
Yeah. We always had a small section that was motorcycles, and we kept getting more and more requests. Can you expand the center? Can you expand it? Well, we are now filling the entire convention center. So up in the Portland Ballroom, which is the second floor of the south end of the building, we've got motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides. It's a
Because that used
nice
to be
addition.
The exotics up there, right?
Or yeah.
Is that still...
We have that on the ballroom up on the north end is where we've got all the luxury loft cars in there.
McLarens and whatnot and all
you
that.
You know, it's funny. The McLaren dealer is the closest one is up in Seattle. And every time they came down, they sold at least one.
Yeah.
Their high water mark was they sold four at a show. I mean, you sell four McLarens at a show, I think that pretty much covers your tab.
Really?
Right.
And last year and this year said, yeah, no, we just can't make it down. It's tough to staff. It's tough to transport the cars. And they would bring down Rolls Royce and Bentley as well, too. And we're like, dudes, you know, come on.
Yeah.
You know, this is part of their market because there aren't dealers for any of those brands here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But,
Well, we talk every year about technology, you know. That's the big thing.
We had a great conversation off the air.
We sure did, yeah. Greg's been sitting here for like half an hour.
Yeah.
But am I in the minority that I'm just an old that...
You are, by the way.
There's such thing as too much technology in my car?
You know, it is something that is... I think the younger you are, the more you're engaged with the technology. There are... certain cars that they get a lot of flack for. I bought it. I love it. I love to drive it, but I can't figure out how to make everything work.
That's what I mean. And
unless you've got somebody from the age of about 18 or younger, they can't figure it out on their own. So
I will say I bought an EV last year, and I won't say what car it was, but I test drove most of the EVs that were out there, and there was a luxury brand that I felt I've never been more embarrassed. The sales lady was a very attractive young lady, and I could not operate anything in the car. It was so overwhelming. it was just the most ill designed.
Was that because of the technology or the pretty young lady sitting next to you in the car?
It just got worse and worse. Like everything. Why would the rear view mirror and then the rear view mirror was adjusted with a touchscreen? I was like, what's wrong with just reaching up and but when you went to do it, like it was very rigid. She was like, no, don't do it that way. You can break it here. And she was showing me on the touchscreen. I was like, well, No, just
yeah.
It was I couldn't do it. I've never felt older in my life.
Well, what are those technologies? Like some of the new, like the really newest and latest and greatest. For those that do like that, what is,
you know,
showing
up? BMWs we were talking about before have got things where you don't even need to touch anything anymore. You can do it all with hand gestures. Mm. So it's got a screen that goes practically from the steering wheel all the way across the passenger side.
It's like a cockpit.
You want to turn the radio up or turn it down, you just
signal it.
Signal it with your finger in a rotation of up or down, and it does it. And
be careful making some weird hand gestures, though.
That's right.
someone gets mad at you, and you make a gesture, and next thing you know, something bad's happening.
All of a sudden, you can't hear anything because the radio's blasting.
Well, like the Ford Blue Cruise stuff is really cool. I mean, some of the self-driving stuff that's out there, it's no longer just like the Tesla or the Waymos.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that stuff is
what
crazy.
Is that? What's the Blue Cruise?
So that's hands-free driving. I've got a Mach-E that has Blue Cruise on it, and I drove home from Seattle. You get on the freeway, which is, you know, I-5 is one of the designated Blue Cruise highways. I drove all the way from Seattle down to Portland without hands on the wheel at all.
Yeah.
And
what did you do?
It watches your eyes and your face, and I tested the system and looked off to the left for a long enough period of time that it started first beeping and flashing, and then it actually wiggles the steering wheel to get your attention to get your hands back on it.
Yeah.
When I went through Olympia, which gets a little bit tight on corners at high speeds, it wiggled it and told me to put my hands back on the wheel for that section, but the minute I got through that, it signals you that it's okay and you can let go. I mean, it was driving my wife crazy because I'm sitting here with my hands on my lap and she's sitting here going, would you put your hands back
that's
on
hard
the wheel,
to get
please?
Used to.
And I'm like, this is too cool. I want to do it.
But you're still driving. I mean, you have to pay. It's not like you're just sleeping or whatever. Your hands are free.
It makes you be alert.
Yeah, it makes you be alert.
It's kind of weird because your car gets angry at you. Like it shakes your, some of them, they shake your seat.
Yep.
Your seat buzzes, and then there's like a red light on the dash, and it flashes at you and makes noises. It just says, hey, dumbass, like, knock it out. It's watching.
So the self-driving technology, good, that's good enough to trust. I mean, there's probably a lot of people like, I don't trust that yet.
You'd be surprised how much of it is already built into a lot of cars right now, but it's toned down because, number one, the regulators haven't allowed it to be on the road. And it's one thing for Waymo and some of the other self-driving cars to be in test mode, and they're watching it. I mean, the ones that were in San Francisco that were the Chevy cars, and it didn't have anything to do with the brand of the car, but it was the technology that was doing the self-driving, they got their license pulled, and they can't do it, operate those. The Jaguar ones
that's
are Waymo,
yeah.
They are still running down there. But it was... the NHTSA is watching what we're doing, how the industry is evolving, and trying to determine what's going to be safe for the average, you know, typical day on the road. Where it becomes an issue is, you know, you're driving down a one-lane road, you know, one lane each way, and you've got somebody's car is broken down in the road, and you're not in control of the car anymore. You come up behind it. We as drivers would look around it, and when it was safe to pass, you could pass off the side of it. Now, it doesn't have the technology to look and do that at a level that they feel comfortable with.
Mm.
And the other part is if you've got, you know, whatever the blockage is in the road, and one of them is a person and another one is something else, how does the technology determine what is the one, if you can't stop, what is the one they're going to hit?
Right. Yeah,
you hit the deer, or do you hit the kid?
Wow.
Well, so like you have the cyber cab that supposedly is coming soon, and dude, that's a trip, because I've done the Waymo, which, by the way, be careful if you've had an interesting night out. Careful of the Waymo. There's no way to tell Waymo to pull over, and it's a little. It can be nerve-wracking.
So what is what? I'm sorry. What is Waymo?
It's
Waymo
the
is
Jaguar
like
safe driving Uber.
So it's a
self-driving Uber.
Self-driving. So
okay,
it can pick you up and drop you off at your destination.
Yeah, it pulls up to get you, and there's no one in there, but it has a wheel.
Yeah.
The cyber cab over here, that's the weirdest thing. There is no steering wheel. There is no pedal. There is no nothing. It is sitting on like a couch with nothing in front of you. There's
yeah.
That would be, I'm not sure if I'm ready to to do that.
Yeah.
Knowing that there's no gas, like no gas, no brake, no wheel. At least with Waymo, you can look at it and be like, well,
if I had to take it over, I could.
But yeah, there's nothing in that thing. It's just like the gullwing doors open up and you sit down and like literally like a couch like this, and then you're in a car and it drives you.
It's funny. I was standing over there looking at it and somebody was going, well, there's only two seats in there. It can only take one person. And I said, well, there's no driver, so it's actually two people.
It's two people.
Because it's a cab. You know, they thought, well, what good is a cab if you can only take one person? Well, it's actually two.
So Sunday here.
Yes.
Family Day.
Family Day, which Country Financial has partnered with us for Family Day this year. And they are paying for all kids 15 years and under to get in for free.
Awesome.
So normally right now, 9 and under get in for free. But on Sunday, they're paying for all of those kids to come in, and it's great. There is so much to do for any age here between the kids zone, as well as, I mean, we're sitting right next to a Pinewood Derby track with our friends from EC Electric that are running with competitions you can win prizes in. And, you know, we're building three different trucks down here. We've got a Ford, a Chevy, and a Ram that we're... Everybody that comes in gets a card to vote on which one they like the best as they come down here. But we've got three different modifications going on each one. So lifting them up, suspension, graphics, tires, wheels, Stereo King is putting in a bunch of stereo technology. And at the end of the day, we'll take down all the barriers around it, because right now they're actually working on the cars up in the air. When they take them down on Sunday, you'll be able to get in and go see everything and go do it. The three dealer groups that we're working with are doing it. One of them I know has already, they have a guy who wants to come in and buy it when it's done, because it's a finished car, and he actually had some input on what he wanted it to be.
So, and then you were saying there's a cool thing, like, if this isn't just an AutoZone, if you want to come down and buy something, they got some cool incentives for just test driving a car, or if you buy one in the next couple months, right?
Yeah, so Ford is kind of leading the pack on that right now. If you come down, they've got an outdoor ride and drive where you can actually drive the car yourself. They're also doing an indoor ride along with their Mustang Mach-E and the Ford Lightning F-150 pickup truck, which is a full electric truck. They'll take you for a ride inside an indoor track with that. If you do either one of them, you get a $50 incentive right there, just cash sent to you. And then they're offering, if you buy a Ford product within 2 months after being here, you get $1,500 off. So there's a real incentive to come down, look, see, talk to the product specialists, and find out all the things you want to do without the pressure to buy or anything like that. But there's an incentive that if you like what you see.
Yeah, if you want to shop around, you can literally look at any car you want.
That's what I like. That's what I think is cool. It's like, you know, I got to go to this dealership, and I got to go to this dealership. All of them are in one place.
You know, we all look online. You see it pass you on the road. You go, I think that's a really cool car or truck, but you still want to go look at it. You still want to sit in it. Do I fit in it for a guy who's 6'5" in every direction? You know, I want to make sure that I fit in the thing before I can buy it, as well as does it fit my lifestyle and my family and everybody else that's going to be doing what I want to do, whether it's going off-road or camping or just, you know, hauling the kids to soccer practice.
Me and my buddy were down at Barrett Jackson. It was hilarious. We were camped outside of the new Corvette is really sharp. And it was hilarious watching the large individuals try to fit into the Corvette and then watching their heartbreak as they realize that's not built for you.
They were not thinking about me when they designed that.
No, there was not a Corvette in either one of our futures.
So it's the Oregon International Auto and Motorcycle Show. We're out here at the Convention Center, downtown Portland, open tonight till 10, tomorrow 10 to 10, and then Family Day is Sunday 10 to 7.
10 to 7.
Two things.
The other thing that we've got that we need to mention, too, is we always give away a car each year anybody who wants to come down and sign up to win. It's a sweepstakes. We've partnered with the Northwest Chevy dealers, and we've got a Chevy Equinox brand new one. And come down, enter to win. Each day we pick an entry from that day's entries. We already picked yesterday's, and they will come back on Sunday around 4 o'clock. We give the car away. We give four keys to the four-day winners, and whoever unlocks the car,
that's cool.
A brand new car.
Colors. A lot of cool colors out there now.
You know, it is really interesting to see, you know, the big thing nowadays, and has been for a few years, is the matte finish on cars.
The matte finishes.
If you go up to the BMW display up here, there is a matte blue BMW SUV up there that is absolutely gorgeous. And that's from the factory. That's not a wrap on the car. That's not any, that's how it comes from the factory. There are more and more, again, it's kind of your personality in your vehicle. There's more and more cars that are coming out. We're not just doing the white, black, gray, and red anymore.
I've noticed that, and it's cool.
It is cool.
A lot of good color.
Yeah, mine, I got a Statue of Liberty green. They call it like the York green, and I love it. And, yeah, there's some really, if you're getting a new car, it's you can really go with some different stuff.
I hear Suk wants a Cybertruck.
I saw they have a matte green one over there.
That is. It's a wrap on there because there's stainless steel underneath that. So.
Greg Remensperger.
That is it.
Executive director of the auto show. It's the biggest one in the Pacific Northwest.
In the Northwest, yeah.
So,
north of Sacramento.
And it's going to be raining all weekend. So
what else are you going to do? Get on here.
Yeah. Come on in. Convention Center. Thank you. Good to see you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us out.
We appreciate you guys being out here. Love the show. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you. It's always fun to be out here.
Now I have a new appreciation with that lead-in that I listened to. It's just like...
Now, there's more where that came from. Sure. Don't you worry.
It's full vulgarity. Give us time.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Club 1080 on The Fan.